Maestro, another innovative kind of program. You've done the movie kind of soundtrack play along with the movie thing. This is a whole different kettle of fish. It's a comedy troupe and the orchestra. How is this going to work?
Good question. I have no idea. No, this is...
Well, you've got your comedic timing.
There you
down,
go. I'm practicing. No, it's a concept that's been around for a few years now. Not many orchestras have taken it on. It started up with the Toronto Symphony and Second City. The Second City is the comedy troupe that we're talking about. And of course, Toronto has... They're the Second City and in Chicago as well.
Is Toronto the Second City of Canada and Chicago is the Second City of the United States? How does
I
that...
don't think they refer to it that way, but I suppose you could.
Okay.
But they do share actors, so it doesn't mean that all, you know, the Toronto troupe are Canadians, and they don't keep it that way. I think they believe in cross-border trading. Anyway,
it's the
with
new
no
NAFTA.
Tariffs, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, so I think it's going to be a really amazing production. It's not what people expect. It is PG-13, and so it's a little edgy, definitely for the mature audience, because if you're familiar with the Second City, you know, this is the birthplace of some of our greatest comedians in history.
Yeah,
really.
I think we should probably go back and just comment on some of the, I mean, about a third or a fourth of the great comedians that we know of today have gone through either Toronto or Chicago,
yeah,
or both.
Absolutely. And we're talking about, you know, over 50 years. I think it's actually close to 55, if not over, of comedic history and really sort of the training academy. I'm a little hesitant to say it that way because this is completely professional and well-groomed as far as the cast is concerned, but it really is the training ground for some of these, you know, Tina Fey, Steve Carell.
Going back to
me.
John Candy.
Yeah, and Bill Murray, all of these big names have gone through the system. And so these actors, there will be six on stage with us throughout the entire night, including their music director, or excluding their music director, who actually will sit at the piano. The great thing about Second City is that it's not just a sketch comedy troupe, but they're also heavily infused with music.
Yeah, they're a theater. I mean, they're a comedy-based theater troupe, so a lot of them have musical.
Yeah, I've talked this week briefly about my personal experiences at the theater. It's one of those theaters where you go in and you're excited about the show, but there's a little anxiety because there's a very good chance that you'll be pulled up on stage at some point of the night and join into the production, and you have no idea what the heck's going on. But of course, in the end, it's hilarious. And that's not limited in our production here. I mean, there is audience participation and on many different levels. Everything is fair game. Down to the musicians, the instruments they play, the ushers, me, we're all targets. and so it's going to be a real blast. The other thing on the music side is the entire evening is with the orchestra. And it not just it is these sort of sketch scenes, but they're also spoofs on the music. So there's music from the Mozart Requiem, Beethoven 5, Bruckner 8, Mahler 5, all of these, you know, heavy hitters in the classical repertoire. So even the purists will enjoy it because some of the jokes, or a lot of the jokes, sort of work both ways. You know, this brilliant way of writing in a lot of, you know, animated films that are out today where you can take your kid, but sometimes you enjoy it even more than your kid because of the way it's written. This is exactly presented the same way, where it caters to the crowd, the sophisticated crowd, the purists, as I love referring to them, you know, the diehards, but also someone who's never been to the symphony before, because it makes fun of all the stereotypes. It's all about laughing and enjoying and being there to support the symphony. In the end, that's the true message of this production is supporting the symphony, and it's not really what you expect.
Well, personal anecdote, earlier this week I played the Barber of Seville overture,
and
anytime I play that I think of Bugs Bunny massaging Elmer Fudd's scalp.
Yeah, the way that music has played into pop culture, classical music into pop pop culture is really fascinating. This is no exception. So it's going to be a thrill. You're not going to want to miss it on Saturday at 7:30.
And then I'm just kind of curious how this all works. Are you going to be kind of the master of the ceremonies? Are they playing off of you, or how does that?
Right. So we have brought in our great friend and Sioux City native, Roger Anderson, who is an East High grad, went to Morningside College, and has now gone on to a successful career in theater. He was in our West Side Story production as Doc, and actually was with another troupe, Classical Kids, who did a program about Tchaikovsky here with the symphony. Fantastic actor, really great singer, and just one heck of a guy. He's perfect for this, and so he actually has joined the troupe for this production.
Oh, okay.
So he's the host. He's the MC.
Oh, okay.
So he takes the audience and all of us through. There is sort of a script that I have to be aware of because I'm involved as well. But I think we probably won't follow it word to word. And I think that's part of the entire evening is that a lot of it is there's a lot of improv in this production.
Yeah. So how do you as a conductor and
no idea
the 60 people that are kind of you're responsible for?
We're just at this point we're just hoping we're on the same page of the music, and everything else can go along. They're consummate professionals and truly, truly talented actors and comedians. And the great part is that they all believe in this program. And again, throughout all the laughter and the making fun of the stereotypes and everything, in the end, it's all about what a symphony does, how it reflects life in general, art should. And this kind of production explores that expansion of what we think of traditional concert presentation. We don't do it anymore in Sioux City. Even our traditional air quotes, classical concerts, you know, we're trying to make them cutting edge and new and fresh, because that's what it's all about.
So is this kind of like a young person's guide for the orchestra for grown-ups?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, with a couple of curse words along the way. yeah, so I mean,
why I said for grown-ups.
Yeah, it's a complete exploration of the musicians down to individuals. We've actually, behind the scenes, had to submit, all of the musicians playing this concert have had to submit their bios and interesting facts about themselves.
Oh, nice.
So they're actually written into the script in unique and interesting ways. And then there's a complete exploration of who the audience is. So you have like they call them their typical six or typical eight. I can't remember the number, but they have, you know, the different characters representing, you know, the thinker who is sitting there with their eyes closed because they're taking in the music so dramatically, but hopefully, you know, they're not actually sleeping. I mean, this is one example of sort of their approach to it all. But it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to have a hard time not laughing throughout the program, but it's really something we've been looking forward to for a while, and the musicians as well. And I think Sioux City is going to really take something away from this one.
All right. Is there a pre-concert talk?
No, just right down at 7:30.
7:30. It is the Second City Guide to the Orchestra, 7:30 Saturday night at the Orpheum Theater. With me has been the man in charge of some of it, Maestro Ryan Haskins. Thanks for coming in again this morning, Ryan.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.